Chapter 12, Lost and Found.
"This is the cycle track,"
said Teddy Father Bear when they found it.
"We'll come with you and help you find your house."
Kevin and Goldilocks pushed their bicycles on the cycle track with the three bears who were not bears. They arrived at Kevin and Goldilocks' house. Their parents had been scared.
"Hello,"
said Father Bear.
"I'm Teddy. This is Janice and this is Paul. We're English."
"You don't speak French?"
asked Kevin and Goldilocks' father in English.
"No, we don't speak French,"
said Teddy.
"We have a house in the forest, and your children were lost. They found our house. They were scared. They imagined it was a bear's house."
"Because on the door it says, the bear's house,"
said Janice's mother bear.
"And in the kitchen it says, the bear's kitchen,"
said Paul baby bear.
"And it says, mother bear's chair,"
said Kevin.
"And it says, father bear's chair,"
said Goldilocks.
"And baby bear's chair,"
said Paul baby bear.
"And you broke my chair, and you finished all my honey cake,"
he added.
"Like in the story."
"But it's only because my name is Teddy,"
said Father Bear.
"It was just a joke."
"Well,"
said Janice Mother Bear,
"now you are our friends, you can come to our house in the forest and have honey cake with us."
"Yes, come and visit us,"
said Teddy Father Bear.
"Goodbye, Goldilocks. Goodbye, Kevin. See you soon."
"Goodbye,"
said Kevin.
"See you soon."
"Goodbye,"
said Goldilocks.
"See you soon."
So the three bears went back to their house in the forest, and Goldilocks was their friend, and Kevin was too, and they all lived happily ever after.